Well, we're on the telephone now with Asgro Territory agronomist Steve Johnson of Seward, Nebraska. Steve works in the southeast Nebraska area. Steve, extremely early year this year for planting and field work for farmers, and we're kind of wrapping up now in soybeans, aren't we?
Yes, we are. It's kind of funny when you look at where we were at about April 20th. I think I started seeing my first soybeans go in the ground, and it kind of feels like it's been drawn out for a while, but as a matter of fact, we're progressing right along. I think most of my geography should wrap up this week, and that puts us about 2 weeks ahead, so we're in really good shape.
Okay, so we had the warm winter, of course, and very early spring, earlier planting. Sounds like the insects and the weeds and maybe disease are also coming early this year.
Yeah, there's no doubt. One of the major pests that we're seeing out in the country right now is obviously bean leaf beetle. There's a pretty good number of them out there. Really want to keep a close eye on those and make sure that they're not doing a whole lot of defoliating. And not to mention just what they can do is, you know, they do vector some later season bean pod model virus as well as later generations. This is the they'll be laying eggs here in probably a couple weeks or less, and that's going to extend the next generations that could affect us later on with during pod development and what have not. So I really think that it's probably a good idea to keep a close eye on those bugs. The other thing that I think we're going to probably see a little bit is Phytophthora out in the country. The Phytophthora pathogen usually affects soybean plants in warmer conditions, and we definitely have that out there. Good thing is I'm starting to see some really, really good results out of our Acceleron seed treatments out there, protecting against bean leaf beetle as well as those